We're back on News Radio KMAN in Focus with RCPD Director Dennis Butler this morning, joining us here as he does every month. And we're going to talk a little bit in this next segment here about a community survey that RCPD has put out. Well, before we do that, though, we have a call. So let's get to them first in case it's not related to this. So good morning. You're on in Focus.
Yes. Thank you for being on the air.
Thank
you're
you.
Such a nice guy. I hate to broke you over the coals about anything, but as a member of the loyal opposition, I need to talk to you about getting the cop shop out from down in that little old dead end where you've got it now at that high-risk Wildcat Creek area. Get out there to the county yard where you can find out, as proved by the emergency people, how much quicker their response time is now in the northern part of Manhattan. And after you consider that, you know, the thing to watch for around town, I've noticed here, is when the fire engine takes off down the road, it doesn't have that sign on the back that you see in Topeka, stay back 353 feet, or out in the real world, stay back 500 feet. I have seen more and more people running behind the fire engine, right up tight, tighter than I would ever want anybody behind another vehicle. And I've seen it so many times that I thought I needed to bring it to your attention. Thank you for being there and exposing yourself to us.
Well, I appreciate it. I want to go back to your first question, and I wasn't sure if you were suggesting that the entire police department be moved to another location, or if you were suggesting that the Aggieville substation.
I think it was referring to the situation down there on South Child, 1001 South Child Road, and the reason for that is because, you know, you had that that gas leak that closed off access, and you know, that's problematic, and I'm sure you're looking at ways to maybe have a different access point, maybe.
Yes, I've already contacted the city and county, and we haven't had an additional discussion yet, but it was about creating another access point to the facility that we could use in the event that the main entrance is blocked. I want you to know, caller, that I noticed this when I was first hired, and I wasn't the first one to notice this issue. I think it's the first time there's actually been an event, though, that caused access to the station to be closed. You know, I'm not going to second guess what city leaders and county administrators decided many years ago when they built the facility. You've probably heard me discuss publicly here and in other forums that we are out of space in that facility. But I want to be clear, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm advocating to move our entire operation elsewhere. Building police facilities, especially jail facilities, are extremely expensive. And in trying to plan for the future, and I don't know what the future will bring, just this month I sent four of my staff to a police facilities planning workshop in Dallas. And they came back, and I've gotten a briefing that was very short on what they learned, and they're very excited about the things they learned that we need to do in looking at our current facility to improve it, and also for the new Aggieville substation, how we can be responsible with the taxpayers' money in building that out for our use. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. I don't disagree, and there's a double negative there, about your observation about where we currently are. There's a lot that would go into addressing some of those concerns. One thing I will mention real quickly is we're in the midst of renovating the Riley substation, and we're adding some features up there like high-speed internet, so it will require fewer trips by officers back to the station to upload video and write reports. So that should result in officers being in North County more than they are now, and we did add a sergeant up there a couple of months ago, so we have increased coverage as well. On your second question, I've already forgotten what that is. I'm sorry. Dave, do you remember what the second question was?
No.
Oh, fire trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Fire trucks.
Fire trucks, yes.
I could tell you, when an officer sees that, what you're describing, they would pull that car over. But again, it kind of goes back to what the earlier caller said about someone following too closely in a personal car. If you see something like that, the best thing you can do for us is if you can get a description of the car and a tag number of the car. We will follow up. We will find that person and we'll have a conversation. There's a possibility a citation could be issued, but if not, they certainly will know that someone saw what they did and it caused us to contact them to have a discussion about what they did and why it's a hazard. Thank you.
That just prompted a thought in my head. This is a time of year when a lot of people are shopping and they may have packages delivered to their homes. Do you see a lot of porch pirating here in Riley County?
You know, we've probably taken some reports, but it hasn't come to my attention that we have a rash of these or a chronic problem. I know there's a lot of different options people have now, and I can't talk about any commercial products, but I know there are businesses in town where you can have packages delivered there. Even the package delivery services, you can say that you don't want the package left on your doorstep, that you can go and pick it up personally. Also, I know I'm starting to see advertisements for lock boxes and benches that people can buy and put on their front porch, and the deliverer can have a code to open it, drop the package inside, and secure it. And that way, they'd have to steal the whole bench to get whatever's inside. But there's more and more options to protect your packages. So I haven't heard of any rashes, although I'm sure there's probably instances where it's occurring.
What about the Ring bells, the doorbell with the cameras? Have you had any experience or reports of folks that have utilized that may have thwarted some potential thefts?
I've heard a couple of examples in our investigations where we've had a crime reported where we've been able to use some Ring video, not a lot yet, but we've been able to use some video that we know is available to help us try to identify what happened.
Had a caller with a couple of questions for you, Director Butler.
Yes.
And he is an Attabus driver and wasn't able to stay on the air. Because he's like picking up people. Mm-hmm. But you know, he's on the road a lot. And here's what he said. He says every day, 10 to 15 expired license tags. He sees them every day, that many. And he also says at least 50 people a day texting and driving. His question is, why aren't those laws being reinforced or enforced?
You know, I hate to say this. I've said it many times. I joke with my officers all the time, try to be everywhere at once. And that's not to be dismissive of those kinds of complaints. I drive a personal car as well, and I see things like that all the time. I know our officers, when they see those types of violations, they do take actions. In fact, distracted driving is one of the things our community have repeatedly told us are concerns they have. So those are situations when we see it and we make a stop. We use less discretion on those things that the community has told us are problems, like speeding, school zones, using your phone, texting while driving, driving while intoxicated. Those are all things the community have told us they want us to enforce. And we tell people when we stop them, the community has told us this, and this is why we're investigating and why you may be receiving a citation today. As far as the expired tags, again, it's something that we do enforce. And, you know, honestly, I don't know how many I see. I don't look for that as much as I used to. It used to be a thing when you're a patrol officer. Every tag you see, you look at to see if it's valid or not. But these are things that I will certainly bring back to patrol, just like the earlier caller had a concern about following too closely, and let patrol know to keep focusing on these things. It's when people aren't renewing their tags, they're not paying their taxes, and it increases the burden on all of us. So I take it seriously.
All right. I want to get to the community survey here that you guys have put out. I think you put it out last week, if I'm not mistaken. And this is going to be up, it looks like, through mid-December here, December 15th.
Yes, we engaged the services of the National Police Foundation to disseminate a community service, or excuse me, a community survey online for our citizens. And we've again sent this out on social media, but it's also on our website. I took the survey myself. It only takes about 10 minutes to complete, so I would urge our citizens to click on the link and complete it. And what we're asking them to do is to give feedback to this third party about the kind of services we give them. Not specific kind of services, but really how the police department treats them, Are we responsive to your concerns? Do you trust us? Do you view us as a legitimate organization in keeping your community safe? And survey participants are anonymous, and they're even anonymous with the third party that's receiving this, so you don't have to fear any retaliation or backlash from us. But I want you to know when these results come back to us that we will be releasing them and any of the steps that we feel we need to take to address areas of concern. The last survey was done, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago. So this is new, and it's something that I really encourage people to access so we can do a better job in providing services to you.
So if you're having issues with police, this would be the forum to do that.
And you know, and that's part of it. But I also want to emphasize, if you're happy with the services you're receiving and your interactions with police officers when you have them, we would encourage you to be candid about those events as well.
All right. Very good. And that'll be up again until December 15th. You can find it on the RCPD website, RileyCountyPolice.org. You got a little QR thing, so it's really easy to do on your smartphone as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Director Dennis Butler here from Riley County Police Department after this on KMAN.